Okay, today's daf is Gittin Daf Yud Ches, and we are on Yud Zayin Mabeit, the last line. Just one correction, I misread one line in yesterday's discussion. I just mentioned that Rabbi Yochanan had changed his mind on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and really it was just the report in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. That was the, and what the earlier Shita had been, and just there was a question of Rav Ami having a different version, and he changed his mind, and not specifically Rabbi Yochanan himself. Just Ha'ara on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph on the bottom. Okay, so now we are on Yud Zayin Mabez. And we are in the sugyas of Zman Begitin. The Mishnah Gemara had already told us on the bottom of Amud Aleph yesterday that there are two reasons, Midrabanan, why a date is required in a get, either because of Yochanan's reason of Basachoso, because of the Chashash of Znus, of the cover-up that the person might want to have for his niece, for his wife. And number two, Reish Lakish says, no, we shouldn't pay Rosas, because we want to make sure that the husband is not going to take more than he is entitled to, and therefore, if we know exactly when the divorce took place, then he wouldn't be able to say, oh, she wasn't divorced yet, I was still able to take the payrus from the Nechse Malug, from the properties that the woman brought into the marriage, and therefore everything would be clear. So says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina L'Rava, so we're in the middle. The Gemara just said, so sometimes we could even write a more flexible date. We could write the week, the month, right? Because after all, Ein L'Davar Sof, we don't write the hours in the get. So even if the person, the reasons for payros, you know, might not apply to the hour, to the minute, Ein L'Davar Sof. So whatever we write, we pick a day, and that helps for the previous and the latter time period, whether it's a day, a month, a year, a Shemitah cycle, whatever it is, that is good enough. So the Gemara says, but 1 minute, Amalei Ravina L'Rava, last line, Yud Zayin Amabeis, Kasvei V'Osvei B'Kistei. What happens if somebody wrote a get, put it in their pocket? The husband had a get written by a sofer, puts it in his pocket, Dimafaisa Tefayes. And he's not sure whether he wants to divorce his wife or not. He's thinking about it. But he really hopes, you know, while he has it in the pocket, he's going to go for some marriage counseling, and he hopes that they're going to be able to work things out. So what about that case? That's the type of case that falls through the cracks. Even though there is the takana to write zman beget, but this date is going to be much earlier. So isn't this case going to be undermine the whole takana? Meaning the takana doesn't cover every case. What are you going to do about this case? And in this case, everybody agrees. Tosfos points out, based on Rashi, everybody would agree that in this case you would only collect from Shas Nesina, even though we said that there might be some that's some shitas, yesterday's daf quoted, that you would collect from Shas Ksiva, but, you know, everybody would agree in this case because he hasn't decided yet. So, what about that case? Isn't there a Chash Harama and there could be tricks done in this type of case? So, Amar Lei. So, Rava answers, yes, but I'm not choshesh for that case. Lo maktim inish peranusa lenavshe. Right? I don't think people are going to create peranus for themselves earlier. Right, lo maktim inish peranusa, meaning until a person decides to divorce his wife, he's not going to have the get written. Right, a get is considered inherently peranusa, the Gemara says, and therefore it's not going to happen. I don't have to be worried about that type of case. The Ritva notes here that it's not exactly peranus here because he hasn't decided yet. The Ritva here in the right in the Rabbeinu Kreskes, he says pirish kiva deihu eno rotze lagarsha. It's the opposite, because he hasn't decided yet, so that's why he's going to consider the get a peranus. In a chinami, if a person has already decided, and the marriage is broken, and it's a case, let's say, what it says on the last daf in the Masechta, mitzvah legarish, whatever that case is, so then that's not peranus, that's what's supposed to happen here. And that's why, if it ever happens, that's why after a get is given, the bezin says mazel tov to the people involved. Not because how can you say that? But this is the next step of their moving on with their life. So the Ritva says, it's because the person isn't sure yet, that's why it is peranus. And this principle of not being mocked in peranus also applies on a national level. We know that this year, right, Tishbav or Shavuos Batamas fall out on a Shabbos, so we push it off. Why? The Gemara Megillah tells us, mocked in peranusa, lo mocked. We don't move up fast days. Fast days are peranus, and therefore we always push them off. We don't push them forward because Makta Paradus Alo, except for one. There's one fast day that we push earlier, and that, of course, is Titus Esther. Purim falls out on a Sunday, so we're Makdim to Thursday. Why? The Rishonim discussed the Sefer HaManhig. One of the Rishonim says, because Titus Esther is a different type of fast day. Titus Esther is what he calls the Titus Shal Simcha. It's more of a day that connects to Purim, rather than a fast day. We know, the Rambam even, at the beginning of Hilchus, the beginning of the fifth parak or so, of Hilchus Tainus, where he talks all about the different fast days, he says, he talks about the four fast days that are Zecha L'Chorban, that is one unit, and it is separate halacha. The Rambam says, Nagu all of Klal Yisrael to fast on the 13th day of Adar. But that's not a fast day that is for mourning. That's a fast day for seriousness. That's a fast day for recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands in the events, right? And that's why it has a different set of halachas. The Rambam in his Hakdama to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he talks about all different types of after by the Shrashim, he talks about the Yemei Purim. The Yemei Purim being a takana. What do you mean the days of is one day? He's not talking about, well, the day outside of Shushan or Yerushalayim and inside. The day he calls Titus Esther one of the days of Purim, because it's a kiyum of Purim, and that's why it's not Peronus, and that's why that fast day can be hooked on, can be done earlier. But other fast days, all ones that are related to up to the Churban, the other four days, Asar B'Tevi, Shavas B'Tamuz, Som Gedalia, and Tisha B'Av, all of those would be pushed off if it would fall out on Shabbos. There is an Abu Draham that says, once we're talking about the uniqueness of each fast day, the Abu Draham says about Asar B'Teves, that if Asar B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, which it can't, according to our calendar, it could fall out on a Friday. It's the only fast day B'Zman HaZeh that could fall out on a Friday. But if it would fall out on a Shabbos, we would even fast on Shabbos. Because the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Be'etzem Hayom HaZeh, when it comes to Asar B'Teves. And there's a lot of lumdus. You know, why would that be? The Beis Yosef quotes the Abu Draham and says, I have no idea where he got this from, what the Svara is. So there's a lot of lumdus, what the unique status of Asar B'Teves is, even though most would argue on the Abu Draham anyway and say, right, the Rambam argues on the Abu Draham, right, the Pashtus, it's one of the four fast days, and we would not be Makdim that day. But either way, that's in our Gemara, it comes up on the personal level. Well, Makdim is a person wouldn't write a get unless he has decided to get divorced, which might be based on the national idea of Megillah on Daf Hey about pushing up fast days. Okay, now let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amale Ravino Ravashi. I'll give you another case where it falls through the cracks. Not only if he has not decided yet to divorce, but the following case, Amale Ravino Ravashi, Kin Abami Dinas Hayam. The Gittin that come from far away. They were written in Nisan, and they don't come until 6 months later. Right? Maybe they were expert Sofrim, and they were coming from Medina Sayam, and it was a 6 month break. So again, what would the Chachamim, how would the Takana help? Right? Even the date and the get wouldn't help. Rashi says, second skinny line, Bein Le'inyin Peros, Bein Le'inyin Znus. The Tarfa Lekuchos Biyom Ksiva, because they're going to look at the date in the Shtar, they're going to see a much earlier date, and the Gerushin did not take place until 6 months later. So, ask the Gemara, isn't that another case that's going to fall through the cracks, even though there is a date in the Shtar? Answer is, Amar Lei, Hanu Kala Islahu. These Gittin that come from Medina Sayam, there's a call. There's a call about what? There's a call that there's a delay, and when the Gerushin actually takes place. There's a kol. And therefore, if we don't know when the gerushin took place, we're not going to assume it took place earlier. And the woman, Rashi says, is going to have to prove when she was divorced. Says Rashi, very mechudash Rashi, kala islahu, ubeinlin yizos beinlin yeperos, boi la suye raya, emas mata gita liyada. She's going to have to prove it. And if she doesn't prove it, then what? Then we're going to assume that the Baal ate peros and he had every right to eat peros because she was still married. And we're going to assume that she's chayev as misa. Is that possible? What Rashi's saying? The burden of proof is upon her. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Something from Rashi that that's what we would say. And that's what Tosfos finds that tremendous chiddush. Tosfos in Hanukkah Islu. Rashi quotes, because there was a kol from these Gittin that have this delay, until we know when the Gerushin took place, it's up to her. Says Tosas, Tema, de le'inyin znus, nehidi yadua shaloba liyada biyoma hakasubbo. Fine, we know. There's a call that there's a delay. So we know she didn't get it on the day it was written. But mikal makom, yachol lachapas, v'la barshanasa lakodim shazinsa. she can at least say it happened earlier, and there's at least a suffix here. Or we're going to kill her based on the doubt? Right? So how is that possible? So says the Pnei Yoshua. This is why we have a Pnei Yoshua, Rabbi Osai. We have to remember. The Hakdama of the Pnei Yoshua. He was lying in the terrible fire where he was living. He lost, Rachmana Litzlan, some family members, and he's lying under a burning lumber, and he makes a neder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you save me, then I will continue my grandfather's work, the Megine Shlomo. He only wrote a little Sefer, but the Pnei Yoshua expanded and wrote a whole three volumes, 90% of which is answering Tosis's Kashas on Rashi. So he says, I take that upon myself if you save me. And the very next moment, the Pnei Yeshua describes how he was saved, and that's why we have a Pnei Yeshua. Yeshua Falk, the first Pischei Tshuva in Hilchus Avelus quotes that the Pnei Yeshua gave a tzava that he didn't want to have any espadim by his levaya. No espadim, one of the espadim. And the Nodabi Yehuda, who was maspid him, said, because he was the Gadol Adar, the whole nation needs to hear about who the Pnei Yoshua was. So we're not going to listen to him, even though he wrote that in the Tzavah. It's the first Pischei Tshuva quotes that story. So the Pnei Yoshua says right here, let me try to explain for Rashi. Lani has died to Yish Liashi if she does Rashi. How is it that the burden of proof is upon her? To get it upon me, did a Sayam. Islo Kala Shapir Katzlinan Lei. Ilo Maisi Raya. We would kill her. Why? Dekiva the Bishash is Insa. Why would we be killing her? It would have to be a case of Hasra and Edim. That's the only case that Bezin would be killing her. So at the time of Hasra, she didn't say a word. At the time of the Edim, nobody knew anything and she didn't say a word. So says the Pnei Yoshua, the Bekiva the Bishash is Insa, Lohaya Shum Kol Gerishin, Shahari Hisru Baha Edim, Vihigami Kiblasra, Vikivan de Rov Nashim Amisgarsa Saide Shliach, Isluhu Kol, Vizu Lesla Kol, Mukmela Mukmina La Cheskas Pcheska de Meikara. And you assume that she's still married. That's strong enough. Because right at this moment, there is no Kol, and we know this is what happened. We know she got to get Al Yedei Shliach. So this is good enough. This is good enough to be able to assume guilty until proven innocent in this case. Doesn't mean that. It means that we continue the chazaka. We continue the chazaka unless we know otherwise, right? Chazaka, right? We know the Gemara says elsewhere, soklin ala chazakos, right? We don't know. Is this person, this person punched his father in the face and was chovel him. So how do we know this is really his father? They've acted like this their whole life. Right, the mother you can know, because you can ask the midwives. But how do you know this is the father? So now you can do DNA testing. Okay, so we'll have to wait for the Moshiach to know if Bezin's going to use that as enough to punish. But, you know, ala chazakos. But until then, the Gemara tells us, you assume. So here too, you would be, you would act based on chazaka. Okay, says the Gemara Itzmar. May emasai monin leget. From when are we Mona Leget? There's something major to say about this, but first we'll do the Gemara and then we'll mention the Yesod. From when do you count? What does that mean? We know there's a Dindar Abanan called Havchana. Havchana means that after a woman's marriage dissolves, whether by death or by divorce or by any other, those are the two ways that a marriage could dissolve, but whatever the case might be, before Chalitza is done, before Yim, before anything, we say that you need 3 months of separation. We want to know exactly who the father is, just in case she's pregnant, and therefore you wait 3 months, which is called the time period of Hukar Ubra, in the days of Chazal, so that's why you have to wait 3 months before she could get married again. And even though we could do pregnancy tests today, and even though there are ways to know, still we wait 3 months. So for example, if a woman, generally a woman whose husband died isn't going to get married within 3 months, but let's say Chalitza. Bizman hazeh, Chalitza is done throughout the world. Yibum is a machlokes, only some Sfardim do Yibum, but Chalitza is done. Rachmana Litzlan, if a man dies without children, his brother has to do Chalitza, and it's done on day 91. Because we wait 3 months. That's the din of Avchana. So when do you start counting the 3 months from a gerushin? Says the Gemara, Rav Amar Mishas Nesina. What we would have thought. You count from the date that the gerushin took place. Shas Nesina. Shmuel Amar Mishas Ksiva. Shmuel says, from the day the get was written. From the day the get was written. Why? Because we know the halacha is, we'll see later, that a husband and wife are not allowed to live together if they're planning to get divorced. And therefore, right, he writes the get. That's good enough. And therefore, it goes from that moment. The Ritva here adds, this is only if there's a day in the get. Remember we said earlier that you could write a Shemitah cycle in the get? So that's okay for the date, but you're not going to be Moneh from the earlier month, right? Only if there's a specific day are you going to do it. Okay, which is most the Gittin have, if not all Gittin today have the day. So that's a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Maskev lo Rav Nosson bar Oshiel l'Shmuel. But 1 minute, Shmuel, if it goes from Shas Ksiva, let's say two Gittin are written for one man, for his two wives, in the same chatzer. And the dates, it says Shas Ksiva, and it goes by that date. Yomer, you know what people are going to end up saying? Shtei Nashim B'chatzar Achas, Zu Asur B'Zu Muteres. Why, what's the case? Says Rashi. Beis Nashim B'chatzar Achas, Shel Adam Echa Shapirei Shlayam. The Rishonim discuss, why does Rashi say that? A husband left. Umasa Shnei Gittin L'Shtei Nashim B'Bayom. And he gave two Gittin on the same day, but one of them was written a month earlier. And then 2 months, 3 months, 2 months later, let's say, you know, one of these women is going to get remarried, and one of them is not. People are going to say, that's funny. He gave the get on the same day to both his wives. So it's going to be metames abrios. So ask the Gemara, ask Rav Nassan to Rav Shmuel, are we going to allow that to take place? People are going to make fun of halacha. Right, the same man divorced his two wives, and one is allowed to get married today, and one is not allowed to get married today. We're nervous about the way people look at halacha. Amalei, so Shmuel says, I'm not worried about that. Why? Amalei Abaya, I'm sorry, Abaya answers, Zuzman Gita Mochiachale, Zuzman Gita Mochiachale. Just look in the get, so you'll see what the difference is. You're right, there are Edei Mesira, but look in the get, you'll see the different date. So to be clear, why it is that the two women have different days. Tanya Kavasi the Rav, Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel, and we have a brisa that supports Rav and Shmuel. Tanya Kavasi the Rav, a brisa supports Rav, that you go by the moment of Nisina. Hasholeach get leishto, v'nishtaheh shliach baderach shlosha chadashim. He sent the get, it took 3 months for the shliach to get there. Kishigia get liyada, tzricha lahanta gimel chadashim. You have to wait 3 months from that moment, Araya to Rav, that it goes by Shas Nisina. Ula get yashan, ain choshishin, and we're not worried about get yashan. And do we have this once before? If not, this is the first time we had it in the Masechta. Get Yashan is a machlokas later on. We'll see. If a man writes a get to his wife, and then even after that, we said he's not allowed to, but let's say he lives with his wife after, or he has yichud with his wife after writing the get. That's called a get. It's an old get. Because maybe now he lived with his wife l'shem kiddushin, l'shem to stay married. We'll have to talk about the details there. We're not worried about get Yashan in this case. We're at 3 months. Why? Because we know there was no yichud between the husband and the wife. And even though there was a delay of 3 months before she got it, there's no issue of get yashan. So that's a brisa that supports Rav. Tanya kavasi de Shmuel, hamashlish get leishto. If somebody is mashlish a get, which means he gave a get to a shlish in order to divorce her after 3 months, says Rashi in the pshat of the case. V'omer lo al titnei lo al acher gimel chadashim, mishenasu la muteres linasim miyad. There it is. She could get married the next day after she gets it. Raya to Shmuel. Ula get Yashan ain choshashin. Shahare lonis yachinima. And we're not worried about get Yashan either. Period. Rav Kahana, Rav Papa, Rav Ashi, Avdi, Mishas, Ksiva. They all followed like Shmuel. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bered of Yeshua, Avdi, Mishas, Nesina. Vehilchasa, Mishas, Ksiva. And we pass in like Shas, Ksiva. The Havchana could start from then, because already then, there is no bia that's going to happen, so you don't need the reason of Avchana does not apply. The Rif and the Rambam and other Rishonim Paskin like the Gemara here. Hilchasa Mishas Ksiva. Right? That is what they Paskin, right? The Rambam says this in Gerishin, in Yud Aleph, Yud Tes, Umiyom Ksiva Saget Monim Lemugureshes. V'yafilo haya al tnai, o shelo higia liyada elo achar kama shanim, miyom aksiva monin, shaharei eno mesyachin ima mishakasula. Because they don't have yichud in the interim. Asks the Rosh, right here, the Rosh quotes the Rambam and says, but I don't understand, even though the Gemara says it, hilchasa karav bi isure. We know there are different rules and regulations about psak. Hilchasa kshmuel bedine, we pass on like shmuel bedine mamanis, he was the expert, and hilchasa karav bi isure. Right, so this is divorce. This is like an isser. Says the Kesef Mishnah, quoting the Rishonim that quoting the Rosh. The cause of our Rosh is Varf Temuim, Lamala Bazakishmuel, Kamala Hilsa Krabi Surei, Vinira, says the Kesef Mishnah, very interesting line. Shetam Arif for Rabbeinu, Mishum Dekivan de Rav Ashi de Basra Atuva, who Rav Ashi is the last one of the Mamoraim. Umare de Talmudahave, we might say today, he's the man. Mare de Talmudahave, he is the master of the Talmud. Rav Ashi, Ovid Mishas Ksiva. Rav Ashi is a rule breaker, says the Kesa Mishnah. Even though we have other rules of who we paskin like, Hilchos HaKarah b'this, Hilchos HaKishmo b'this, Hilchos HaKarah Meir b'this, all the different rules of Tanam and Amorayim, but Rav Ashi here is going like Shmuel. That's a rule breaker. He's the Mare de Talmuda. V'chein pasku asmag, v'harashba, v'haran, v'harivash, v'archas chayim. Kesa Mishnah throws those Rishonim in for good measure. So, number one, that is the case of Shas Ksiva. The Raman Eben Ezer, Paskin's Lechumra in Simen Yud Gimel, where Havchana is discussed. So just to be safe, the Rama says that Halacha Lamaisa, even though it's a Machlokas Rishonim, I'll just read you the Rama. Halacha Lamaisa, he says that one should be Machmir in this case. V'yesh Omrim Demonim Yom Nesinas Haget V'chein Roy Lahachmir. Right, he quotes the Rush. Quotes the Rush again. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, and the Rama says, you know, lechadchila we should be machmir if there was any delay between the ksiva and the nesina. The other point to mention, though, on this Gemara is a basic idea which we're going to come back to time and again in this Masechta and in the next Masechta in Kiddushin. Shmuel holds here, and we pass in like Shmuel, let's say, Meikra, didn't like Rambam, the Rambam and the Rif, that you could go by Shas Ksiva. The problem is that if you look elsewhere, if you look in Yevamos Daf Mem Beis, there's a discussion of Machlokes about Havchana, and the Gemara mentions, what about if the husband's in jail for a few months before the divorce takes place? What about, you know, the get was written later. The get was written, you know, 2 days before the divorce. But he's been in jail, so you know they didn't have Yichud. Or, you know, he was out at war. Or, you know, he was sick. You know there was no Bia for months. We paskin there, you go by Shas Ksiva, or Shas Nesina. It was the same day, let's say. So ask the Achronim, why is there a difference? Why is there a difference between Ksiva Saget, which Shmuel says you go by, while the other Chavush Beveso Asurim, or by Lachola, so that we paskin, like Remeir there, that it's, that you need Havchan is knowing, even though that the reason is not, the reason doesn't apply. You know there was no Bia in both cases. So what's the difference? So Rav Shechter explains in Eretz HaTzvi and Simen Zayin, based on other sources, U'menehechrech lomar bazeh, demonin gimel chadshe ha'avchana, rak me'azman she'tama v'nigmar ha'ishas. The din of avchana is, you only let it count 3 months from the moment that the previous marriage ended. That's it. And that's why you don't count. Doesn't matter. It's low plug. Even if he was sick, even if he was in jail, you have to count from when the marriage ended. What's the chiddush of Shmuel? The moment of the writing of the get, the marriage has partially ended. That's the beginning of the process. Yes, there is a Ramban that says, that's only where it leads to actual divorce. If somebody writes a get and then decides not to divorce his wife and rips up the get, then obviously that wasn't the beginning of the end of the marriage. But if it leads to the end of the marriage, so then Ksiva Saget can be looked back on as, this is the beginning of the end. Ubazech yidei Shmuel. And that's the chiddush of Avchana here. The after pshita to isha adayin agita gabe v'yasira la'alma mechamate. Even though she can't marry anybody else yet, she's still usher to the world, but she's usher to him as well. So that part of the ishus has broken. Mikol mako midrabanan amrinan shekvar pas. It's on a drabanan level. Amrinan shekvar pasko ha'isha shelo b'mixas mishas ksivas aget. And then he says, beautiful, right, on the, right, what about on the way into the marriage? There's Arison and there's Nisuin. So on the way in, Arison, what's the halacha after Arison? So she's usher to the whole world. Is she mutter to her husband yet? She mutter to her husband yet? Pasha's on a Daraisa level, yes. On a Drabbanan level, no. Drabbanan level, no. Right, there's a Shita Yeshana and Abu Dram and Ksubis in the first parak that say maybe on a Daraisa level also. Right, V'asalonas Arusos. But Pasha's, that's a Drabbanan. So just like there's two stages going in, there's two stages going out. There's Ksiva Saget, which breaks the Heter Labaila, and then the Nesina Saget, and then that actually finishes. So maybe that's the difference, because the Gerushin has already started. This is very different than Kiddushin. Kiddushin, we just spoke about Kiddushin and Nisuin, but before Kiddushin, nothing's happened. When I buy the ring to give to my wife, if I write a shtar for shtar Kiddushin, nothing has happened yet. We're not a little bit married. Right? Nothing. We're not married until we're married. but by gerushin the process has started. He doesn't focus on this here, but Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig once said this also connects to the fact that gerushin is balkarcha. Gerushin is balkarcha, and therefore it's a front-heavy process. It has to a lot to do with the decision of the Baal. It's Balkarcha, it's the Ksivas Haget. We'll have a lot about the Tzivli Habal Lagarish later on in the Masechta. That's a different type of process than Kiddushin, which has to do with acquiescence, has to do with, you know, the moment of giving and agreeing. Right there, it's focused more on that moment. Gerushin is a process. And that's how Shmuel could say, Havchana starts even earlier. We'll get to more of this, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of lines in the Gemara, but this explains a lot. There's even an unbelievable sheet that we'll see later on of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, the Mishnah, on Daf Pei Aleph, that talks about Reach HaGet. Reach HaGet. What's the smell, the aroma of a get? Beishamai holds that if a man writes a get to divorce his wife and then decides that he's not going to divorce her, and then he dies, this woman cannot marry a Kohen. Why? She was never divorced. She had her husband write a get. Reach HaGet. Unbelievable. Shita. And that's Pasla Manakahuna. Right? Where does that come from? Because there's a little, she's a little Megureshes already. From Eve, and Eve, the Chiddush there is even if he decides not to. That's unbelievable. So we'll have to talk about that with Hashem later on. But that's all part of this process. But that's this issue of Havchana. Havchana, the chiluk between Moni Mishas Ksiva versus you don't take into account the fact that he was in jail or he was sick and the like. Okay. Itmar, says the Gemara. Me'emas Ksuva Mishametes. From when is a Ksuva Mishamet? What does that mean? We know there is a mitzvah d'oraisa for loans to be uncollected in after Shemitah, right? We paskin, it goes by Sof Shemitah, that's when prisbols are written, but there's a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh. You're not allowed to collect, lo yigos, and there's a mitzvah saseh to be mishamet, for the loan to be uncollected. There is a very interesting discussion. What exactly is the mitzvah saseh? I have a loan that you owe me. So is the mitzvah just not to collect? It's a mitzvah totally b'shev al tase? Is that how it goes? Or the mitzvah samelech has a beautiful discussion of this in Kuf Mem Aleph, in the mitzvahs I say that the Rambam has, three different opinions in the Rishonim. What exactly is the mitzvah? Whether the mitzvah is to actually say something, the mitzvah is to be mafkir the loan before Shemitah does it, because Shemitah is going to do it automatically anyway. Different formulations is exactly what the mitzvah is. Right, but that's the mitzvah aseh. But it only applies, as we know, to loans, and not loans, just things that are owed. So ksuba. So we know that normally, after every Shemitah, we all don't have to renew our ksubis. Right? A Shemitah is not mishame ksubis. But there could be a moment in time when a ksuba turns into a regular loan. That's the Gemara's question here. When is ksuba, why is this here? Because there's also a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. When is a ksuba, when does it become susceptible to hashmata? Rav Amar Misha Tifko Matisko. Rav says, if she collected some of her ksuba, and then the rest of it she made into a loan. Let's say the ksuba is matayim, she got 50, and the other one 50, you know what, you owe me. So now it's a loan. So now a Shemitah could affect it. Ushmuel Amar, no, either or, not both. Pagama ava bishlo zakva, if she collected some, even if she didn't make the rest into a loan. Zakva ava bishlo pagma, or she made it into a loan, even if she didn't collect any yet. That's a machlok as Rav and Shmuel. And again, Tani Kavasi Derav, Tani Kavasi Shmuel. Tani Kavasi Derav, Me'emas Ksuba Mishamethes Mishadifkom Betiskov, Pagma Velozakba Zakba Velopagma Eina Mishamethes Hachadifkom Betiskov, Befeirus like Rav, Tani Kavasi to Shmuel, and Shmuel calls Bryson that supports Shmuel, Ones, Uknas, Upitui, all of these knasos, fines and halacha, ones by rape, knas by motzi shemra, pitui by seduction, ksubas isha, that's the one important for us, shezakfan b'milve, mishamten. Bezdin said that I'm owed a knas. So right at that moment, it's not subject to Shemitah yet, but what if then I take out a loan and then you owe it to me, make it into a loan, so then Shvius does affect it. V'im lavein mishamtim, so there you see it. You see that Ksubas Isha just with Skifas Milveh is enough. That's a raya to Shmuel. Me'emasai niskafen b'milveh mishas hamada b'din. And from what moment is it subject to be able to become a loan? From the moment of hamada b'din. Right, moment of Amad Abedin, period. So the question, let's just formulate it. We know it's not true, but why is it? So why isn't a regular ksuba subject to Shemitah? Isn't that a loan? The husband owes the wife? Right? So why isn't that alone? So Rashi quotes here that it's a Maisa Bezdin. Maisa Bezdin is not subject to Shemitah. It's like, first of all, it's a Maisa Bezdin. So it's not subject. If you look in the Meiri here, the Meiri has an important formulation. The Meiri says, no, it's as if it's like a loan that doesn't become due for 10 years. Right? We know if there is a loan that is not payable for 20 years, that's not subject to Shemitah. It's only if it's collectible at the time. So the Meiri says, Achshav lav bas negisahi, fahari hi kemilve, shekavaz man shalala eser shanim. It's like a milva that's not due. So that's why, which is similar to, we've quoted this before, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has the formulation in Gracha Lashasim and Kuf Chavav that Iksuba, does the husband owe the wife? No. The husband says, if there's death or divorce, then I owe you. So what Reb Chaim calls it is it's a Chiyuv to be Mischayev. When is a loan? A loan is, I owe you. Here, I owe you if this happens. So that's not subject to Shemitah. It's one step removed from the obligation status, and therefore this Meiri fits in very nicely to that Reb Chaim, or Reb Chaim fits in nicely to that Meiri, in terms of why it is not collectible. The Rambam, when he discusses on this, the Rambam on the Mishnah here, this last brisa of Knossos. So Knossos, it also says, if you make it into a loan, this is based on the Mishnah in Shvius, in the end of the ninth parak, where a regular case, if you don't make it into a loan, a Knoss is not subject to Shemitah. Let's say, if the writer is an Ones or Mafate, Bezdin Paskins, that this guy owes the money to the woman, the Shemitah does not knock that out. Why not? Why does the Shemitah knock out regular Knossos? You owe me the money. Right, so what happens if Bezdin Paskins in a Dini Mamonis case? Dini Mamonis, not Knossos. Dini Mamonis, we have a fight about something, you owe me 100. Pashtus Shemitah would be Mishamit that. Because you owe. But by Knossos, you don't say that. So the Rambam says in the Pirush Mishnayis, the end of the ninth parak of Shemitah, Einam Kishar Chovos. Knossos are not like other obligations. Alvel Heim Chiyuvim Sheha'ish Nischayiv Bahem. The Ha'ish Ahu Lo Yehe Pater Atche Yifraim. It's an obligation that the man is chayav in, and he's not going to be pater until he pays. What does that mean exactly? The Kesef Mishnah wonders there. In Shemitah, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Aleph, Einu Yored, L'sof Chilak Zeh. What's the difference? By a milveh, you owe money, and by knas, you owe money. So says the Achronin, the Torah Zroim, Rav Parmanchik, on that Mishnah in Shemitah, says, beautiful. What many say, but the root, usually when I owe you money, what's step one? You are owed money, and therefore I need to pay you. It starts with the toveya. It starts with the one who's owed, and therefore I owe you the money. You're owed money, I owe you the money. When it comes to knasos, it's the opposite. I owe you money, and therefore you're owed money. Bezdin declares that I owe you money. It's not that you're owed money, and therefore I have to pay you. I have an obligation to pay. It's a chovas gavra. And therefore, I, Mimela, have to pay you. You happen to be the address of my punishment, of my knas. But it says the Torah is wrong. That's what the Rambam is saying. Shemitah, what's the root of Shemitah? That the person can't collect. Right? I can't go and collect, but it only applies to obligations that start off with a chiyuv of collection. But if it's a chiyuv of payment, so then that's different. And this is a nafkamina, this is a difference that has many applications. Kim Levitra Amamine might not affect Knossos because of this. The ability to be mochel, right, might not be able to work here. So there are others, but this is another one. Where the Shemitah is Meshameh did, says the Torah Zeraim, that's the pshat of these Knossos. Good, let's continue. Amar Shmuel, Ksuba Kamaisa Bezin Dami, as we just described. Ksuba is like a Maisa Bezin, but here's it for a different halacha. Ma Maisa Bezin Nechtavin by Yom and Nechtavin by Laila. Just like a Maisa Bezin can be written by day and signed at night. Af Ksuba Nechteves by Yom and Nechtemes by Laila. So to a Ksuba, a Chiddush, right, can be written by day and signed at night. Why? Because the Rashi already explains, because the Kiruv Chasnus, right, the getting married. So they're already getting married, right, when they're writing the Ksuba. The Kiruv is still there, so therefore it could even be signed at night. And let's just finish. Ksubasi d'rebichia barav ichta bayom ichta balayla. Havi rav asav lo'ar lo'ar lo'midi. And Rav, they didn't complain about it. Right, he held like Shmuel. Le'ema k'shmuel svirolei. Does Rav hold like Shmuel? Meaning the Ksuba can be written by day and signed at night. Asukin bosu in yehavi. No, Raya. There could just be they were involved in the topic all the time, the Tanya. Amar Lazabar Rabbi Tzadok Lo Shanu Elish Kishen Asukin Boso Inyan Aval Asukin Boso Inyan Kasher. As long as they were involved, it is kosher. And Rashi quotes this even by Shar Shtaris. Even by Shar Shtaris, if Ksiv is one day, Chasiv is not to the next day, but they were constantly involved, Asukin Boso Inyan, it is okay.
What date did they put on it?
What date? They put their earlier date.
Signing date. The writing date.
The writing date. Right, that's when the date was written. If you look at Tosfos here, Tosfos here, Maschel Af. Tosfos. Yesh Mekomos. There are some places that write the Ksuba on Erev Shabbos, and they sign it on Motzei Shabbos. Says Tosfos, Einachol Nasos Kein. I don't think that's a good thing to be done, because the Tosefes Ksuba, you know, you'll have problems with when the date was, v'chulu, but look what then Tosfos says, even before we get to the second half of Tosfos. The Hagos HaShri here argues, he says there's no problem with writing the Ksuba on Friday and signing it the next day, because everybody realizes that the guy loves his wife so much, even the Tosefes Ksuba is going to go from the writing date, not from the signing date. Okay, but then Tosfos has a very crucial point for us, L'maisa B'zman HaZeh. Tosfos says, says Tosfos, once there's a kinyan chalipin that was done, if you did a kinyan chalipin at the time of the ksiba, nothing to talk about. You don't even need the chasimus. Right when you did the kinyan, it is okay. And this is why, the Shar Mesiyana Balacha talks about this, this is why, Bizman Hazeh, sometimes you have weddings and you're writing the ksuba and it's getting late and the shkia, when's the chuppah? So, some are makbid to try to make sure, oh, you gotta have the chuppah before shkia, because, or you write the later date, says the Shar Mesiyana Balacha, and say the poskim, the kinyan's done at the chasin's tish already. Right when the kinyan is done, the obligations kick in. So it's okay if the wedding doesn't take place till the night after Shkia, because the chiyuvim of the ksuba have already started based on this Tosfos right here. Right, the chasin accepts the chiyuvim, finished. And the Eidim sign and finish. Even if the Minag Yerushalayim, the Eidim sign it later. But right now, the date of the Kinyan is what is crucial. So that's an important line in Tosfos, which is very Halacha L'maisa. Again, you have the Machlokas Tosfos and the Hagos HaShri, whether it makes a difference about the Tosefes Ksuba, and then you have the Kinyan. Okay. Vayter Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Back to our discussion of the Mishnah. And this is going to relate back to what we just said earlier as well. Reb Shimon says, in the case of writing the get by day and signing it the next day, the Tanakhama said pasul, and Reb Shimon said that is kosher. It's okay. Why? What about the reasons of writing the get? So Amar Rava, my time at Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says kasavar kivan shenatzavein of lagarsha shuvein lo peros. Reb Shimon says the reason of the peros, that the husband is going to be able to say that he was still married, that's not an issue. Because right when the husband decides to divorce his wife, nasavein of lagarsha, or at least by ksivas haget, so then he doesn't get peiros anymore anyway. Halachas already kick in at that moment. At that moment. And this is the line, there's a lot to say on this line. Let's just do a little more, and then we'll talk about this line. Amar Reish Lakish, lo hichter Reb Shimon ela la'alter. Rabbi Shimon only allows this stretch if it was la'alter, if it was basically the next day. Avo mikan v'arasar yamim, but 10 days later, lo. Because then chayshina shema piyes, if it was 10 days later, we're worried that he was mefayis, his wife, and then it's a get yashan, Rashi says. We're going to be worried about that if it was so much of a long break between the writing and the signing. Rashi says the worry is that he was with his wife again, it's a get yashan. Tosfos says that no, the chshash is that he was mevatel the get. Right, not dafka that he was get yashan, but mamad, he was just mevatel. Right, that's what Tosfos says. The end of the second wide line of Tosfos here. Rotze lomar shema pies ubitel. V'yamar geshen atadi batalu. Right, maybe he was mevatel. Okay, for Rabbi Yochanan Amar, back to our, on top. Afilim mikam v'arasar yamim no. Rabbi Yochanan says, even 10 days later, Rabbi Shimon's machshir. Emisa tepayis kala islila milsa. Right, we would know about it. Why? Rashi explains, this husband and wife have been screaming at each other for 5 years. Screaming. Everybody knew they were getting divorced. And then he's going to write a get. And then for 2 weeks, they're going to be quiet. They're not going to hear any screaming from the house. So they're going to know they were mafuya, they were nispayas to each other. Okay, machlokas. There is an important application of Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon says here, nasavein of lagarsha, shuvein lo peros. You can't learn Rabbi Shimon without the Rashbam and without the Amshal Shlomo. The Rashbam and Boabasra Kufmen Vav. The Gemara there has a story. A man gets married, and then his friends tell him, you know, your wife does not have a sense of smell. He says, what are you talking about? He says, they said she doesn't have a sense of smell. And he says, oh yeah? Well, I'm going to check that out. I'm going to check it out. Right, the called a Totranis. Forgot the exact Russian. Yes. Maizabad Machash Amrlo Ishto Totranisi. So he says, okay, I'm going to check. He takes her into a churva, a dilapidated area. Amarle, and he says, Reach Snona Nime Reach Bagalil. You smell any radish? Smell any radish here? She picked up on this. She knew what he was trying to do. It's not clear whether she was, she wasn't, but she answers him sarcastically. Amrle, man yoblon mikosebes diericho vachilnabe. He's talking about radishes. She says, oh, I wish I had some dates from Yericho. We know Yericho is Irat Tzmarim, and I could eat some. She's like playing along, and all of a sudden tragedy strikes. The churva falls down, and the wife dies. So now what? What's the issue? The issue is, what about Yerushas Habal? He had in mind to go and Pashas maybe divorce her. Mekavta, what's, something's happening here. It's not clear in the Gemara. But the Rashbam, Basra Kufman Vav, the Rashbam says right there, because he had in mind to divorce her if she did not, have the sense of smell, right? He does not say that, oh, it was a Mekavtos and they would never marry. But he had Nichnas to divorce her, he does not Yarshin her. The kivan shayi b'yadaito lagarsha im yimse ena balas mum ubetokach mesa kodim shenis paisu eno zocha b'yerusha. And then he quote, that's what it sounds like from the Gemara. And then he extends it. Unbelievable. Ume hacha shaminan, and from here we learn. Demi shemesa ishto mitoch kitata. Let's say a husband and wife are angry at each other and they're separated. Kitata doesn't just mean they have a fight. Kitata means they're separated, let's say. Sheyesh b'dayto lagarsha, and he's planning to divorce her. He just hasn't gotten around to it yet. Shuvei no yarsha. Not just this case of the onion case, the smelling case, but it's the case of ketata. And then he quotes, how do I know that? Kida amrinan begit in daf yurches, kiva chenosavein of lagarsha, shuvein labal peris. Quotes our Reb Shimon. What's the humongous chiddush of the Rashbam? Number one, we don't paskin like Reb Shimon. Number two, the Rabbanan argue with Reb Shimon. And, you know, how can you say automatically that we're going to go like Reb Shimon? And number two, do you extend it to ketata? Right, any type of argument? That's the Rashbam Chiddush number one. And then the Yamshel Shlomo on our Gemara, right here, the Marshal in Simon Dalet, in our Gemara, he quotes this Rashbam, and then he says, I'll tell you a story in my community. Umaisa Baliyadi. There was a husband and wife, Ilo Das Baru Lagarsha. He was going to divorce her. Betocho Sokta Mason, then she died. I paskind. He does not have to sit Shiva. Doesn't sit Shiva for his wife. Nasavin of Lagarsha. Right? The Rashbam said it by Yerusha, says the Yamshel Shlomo. I'm saying it by Avelus. And even though, right, and his Lashon is, Ech Yawa al Hadas Ha'adam Laha Avilo Masha'ein Libo Avel Ve'ein Yomar Lafanav. It's not a bitter day. It's not a day. How can we ask him to sit at the Avelus? He says, but then you'll ask me, what if a son hates his father? He was an abuser. So he says, I can't get out of biological blood relatives. That I can't undo. But here, it's not a blood relative. Again, a tremendous chiddush. That is the Rashbam, the Yamshel Shlomo, relating to the shita of Reb Shimon. There is also, just back on the Gemara, there is an interesting machlokas we've shown him, just to mention between Tosfos and the Rashba here. What are you allowed to use a get that a man wanted to divorce his wife? He writes a get, then he changes his mind. I'm not going to divorce my wife, and then he changes his mind back. I'm going to divorce my wife. Right, does that work? Does that work? So Tosfos seems to say it works. Tosfos seems to say it works right here. Right, he says Chozer Magarish Bo. Right, which is a machlokas later on. And the Rashba says no, it can't be. You can't say Chozer Magarish Bo. He talks about whether the person had changed his mind about this shtar or about the process. Right, we'll have to see. What exactly is that machlokas about? But it all has to do with, as we mentioned earlier, that the process has started already. That's what the Reb Shimon is about. Not the Yenav Agarsha, the Rashbam, the Yamshel Shlomo. Something has happened already. Once he decided to divorce his wife, right? They will not say that. Once a couple decide to get married, we're not going to say they have to sit shiva for each other yet. Or they're yarshin each other. Nothing like that is true before Erisin. But before Gerishin, according to the UC, there's evidence, even Halacha L'maisa, in these Mefarshim. Okay, Itmar, says the Gemara. Amar la Asara, kisu gel ishti. Man says to 10 people, write a get for my wife. Right? We've had this Kolchem mentioned earlier. But a man says to his 10 people, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, why did he say to 10 people? What could you assume? Shnai mishum edim v'kulam mishum tanai. Two of them are supposed to be the actual witnesses for the, right, he wanted them to be chosem, and eight of them are, it's like, you can make any tanai you want on the get. I want these other eight people to also sign. But two are edim, eight are tanai. Reb Shlagash Amar kulam mishum edim. No, they're all edim. They're all Adams. Eichidami, what's the case here? Ilei medelo amalu kolchem. If he didn't say all of you, he didn't say that magic word. V'hatnan amar la'sarkis u'gela ishti. We learned later on, if somebody says to 10 people, just write the get without the word kolchem. Echad kosev v'shnayim chosmin. That's all you need. And you don't have to, what did he mean by saying to 10 people? Two of you. So el damalu kolchem. So it must be the machlokas of Yochanan Mishlakish is where he said kolchem. So then what's the difference? They all have to sign anyway. So what's the difference if two of them are Edim or all of them are Edim? My Benayu, Ika Benayu, the Chasim Betray Minayu Biyome. What if two people sign it on day one? Ve'inach Mikan Vadasar Yamim. And the other eight sign 10 days from now. Manda Amar Mishum Tanai Kasher, because the Tanai was fulfilled. The Tanai doesn't have to be during the Maisa of the Gerish of the Ksivas Aged and the Chasimas Aged. Or Manda Amar Mishum Edim Pasel. Nafkamina number one. When do the other eight have to sign? Do they all have to sign together? Because of Kolchem. Inami or Kagoncha Nimsa Echanman Karv Apostle. If one of the group is found to be a Karv and Apostle. So Laman Damar Mishum Tanai Kasher. Because the other eight aren't really. You could assume that he only wanted to be Machtim, the ones that are not related, or Apostle. Laman Damar Mishum Edim. Puzzle. The one that says, Bisham Edim, they're all one group, and therefore, if you find one problem, it's a problem. And the Gemara just adds on, Ichasim, Batchila Karva Puzzle. But what if the first one is the problem? The first one signed. Does that make a difference? Amri La Kashav, Amri La Puzzle. There's a machlokas. Amri La Kashav, some say no. Even in that case, Reb Yochanan would say it's still Kashav, because Tanayu. Amri, Tanayu, but even the ones that are related are not the ones that are real Edim, that are still kosher. Amri la pasol, but others say, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, pasol here, asi lechlufei b'shtaros da alma, right? You might come to get mixed up with other shtaros. If the first ones are pasol, and you're still going to be machshir the shtar, right? You don't just say, oh, they were added in at the end. So therefore, you might come to be confused. Tosfos here discusses, in Inami, right, that usually when you have a carver or pasol, you ask them, are you here to be an aid? Right? Or are you here just to, like, keep them company? So why don't we do that here? So Tosfos answers because here they're not witnessing an event. It's like there was an event and then they came and you could say, well, did you come to tell us about the event? Here they were just given a tzivui from the Baal. So you can't, they don't even know exactly. So Tosfos explains here, they have to just, that's why you don't ask them, you just, you have to go with based on what's the umdana in one's mind. The Chashuk Echemed here just mentions just once we're talking about Karav Apostle, so he's talking about Apostle just to mention the question, and then we'll continue. He talks about other cases also. By the way, if somebody decides to divorce his wife, and then Yantif comes, is there an idea of Simchas Yantif? Does he have to be Mesameach his wife, which is part of all the Chiyuvim you could talk about? But if Sechad Karav Apostle, you have a case here. He talks about what if an aid kedushin. Eid Kedushin should know the Shaganav. You know there was an Eid Kedushin that was found out by the authorities to be a Ganav, and they forced him to pay. Is he considered now kosher? Right, that's his Shaila. If somebody does Tshuva, he does Tshuva. If he didn't do Tshuva, he didn't do Tshuva. Here, he was forced to pay. Does the forcing mean that, well, how can you say he did Tshuva? He was forced to pay. Or do you say, no, once it's out of his hands, he doesn't have the mammon in his hands anymore. That's his discussion, whether somebody is still pasul eidus in that case. Okay, we'll have to stop here. That's it. We'll continue tomorrow. By the way, tomorrow is Chashuk Echemed. There's a Chashuk Echemed at tomorrow's daf. If somebody has to go, a hatzala call on Shabbos, somebody has to go to the hospital on Shabbos, is it adif to use Waze or GPS? Because you're going to go shorter, or that's considered an extra malacha, it's better to go without it in the straight. Fascinating. Well, eventually we'll talk about it tomorrow.